Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, I think, by the way, I'm going to get a bit of a shakedown here from AJ tonight, because she's the one picking the callers here, okay? Now, so I don't know whether this is going to be fair. Anyway, the Molly Malone statue is one of the most famous landmarks here in Dublin in particular, and it's making the headlines for all the wrong reasons. Apparently, she's going to have a security guard to stop people from groping the statue's breasts. Now, this is a long-running tourist attraction that some see as a bit of fun, but others say it's completely inappropriate. So, where is the line between harmless tradition and something more problematic? Now, personally, I think that's... it's just a statue, that people rubbing it is no different from touching the halfpenny for good luck, I suppose. Other particular feminists, or should I say particularly feminists and campaigners against public harassment, say that it reflects wider issues. How women's bodies, even sculpture form, are treated as objects for public amusement. Now, it's not just the Molly Malone statue, let's be clear about this. They seem to forget, by the way, these women, that Cristiano Ronaldo's statue in Portugal also has a similar story. Tourists take pictures constantly rubbing his crotch, to the point where it's noticeably shinier than the rest of the sculpture. But it's kind of sparked kind of level of concern and a debate. So is it really about respect, or is it just a case of people overreacting? So do you think tourists coming over, you know, holding onto one of our breasts and smiling for a photograph, is that harmless fun? Or is that something a little bit more uncomfortable about that? Let me know your thoughts. The number's 087-188-0008. Now, let's just see where we stand on this. So I'm going to take the opposing view that I think it's absolute nonsense and completely over the top. But AJ, and we rarely disagree on anything, has taken the other point of view. She believes that it's wrong in every way. AJ.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's wrong. You were saying to me earlier on, it's just a statue. And I was saying, well, it's not just a statue. A statue is a symbol of a historical figure that's being represented, and it's portraying Molly Malone. And she is representing the working class and women. And people are just abusing the symbol. Now, I did say to you earlier on as well, I said, would you go into a church and touch, you know, a statue in a church? And you said, oh, no, sure, that would be going against religion. And I'm like, so why is that more important than
Here's the thing about the statue of Jesus, right? If I went in and touched the statue of Jesus on the penis, right, and took a photograph and me smiling, it's inappropriate. But is it something that, you know, I should be shunned in society for, lose my job for?
But no one's going to be shunned. No one's going to lose their job. This is just a case of...
But the way people are speaking about it, like, it makes me such a bad person. No, I wouldn't do that, by the way. Nor would I, by the way, touch the breasts of Molly Malone. I'm not interested. It's like we had this argument years ago about wolf whistling, right? And they wanted to make it a criminal offence. Now, they didn't in Ireland, but they did in France. And, you know, at the time I argued, why would you make a sound a criminal offence? I would never wolf whistle at a woman. And we did a social experiment on the station at the time back in 2014 with Robbie Kane, who was our reporter at the time, and he wolf-whistled at women in town. And every single woman that he did it to said they felt good. Now, I'm not saying that makes every woman feel good, but that was just the experiment we did that day. So, as much as I would never do it, because I think it's a bit Neanderthal, as is touching the breasts of Molly Malone.
You think it's a bit Neanderthal, so you don't think that the behaviour, because you wouldn't do it because you think it's a bit Neanderthal.
Well, I just think it's an overreaction. I've seen the photographs. I've seen them on Twitter during the week. Loads of photographs of people, tourists, all holding on to our boobs or smiling.
That's terrible.
American tourists.
That's shocking. Because
it's shocking. It's not shocking.
Would
AJ.
You feel happy if there was a statue of you put up in Dublin and we were remembering the great radio presenter of our time?
And they were touching
and
me.
And they
willy.
Were touching your willy. Would you like that?
Well,
and you're
I
there
wouldn't
for hundreds
care.
Of
I'd be
years.
Dead. I'd be long dead.
But
I wouldn't care.
It's disrespectful to your memory, Niall. And if there is a statue, I'll stand there. I'll guard your statue and make sure that no one touches
here.
Your willy.
Campaigners say it's against public harassment. Who are we harassing? A statue. You can't harass
but
a statue.
It's what you're showing. It's not you're not harassing the statue, but it's the behaviour associated with it. It's sending a message that it's okay to just touch her boobs, and it's just like objectifying women's bodies. And
it's objectifying a statue.
But she is representing Molly Malone.
You can't avoid the fact that the statue was made purposely with quite large bosoms.
I don't know why they did that. I don't know why they're so visible, because that's the same with the Cristiano Ronaldo thing. The penis is really noticeable and large. It's just going to encourage people to touch it. I think the thing that's shocking is the fact that they have to get a supervisor or a bouncer or whatever this person is going to be called to actually stop people from touching the breasts. It shouldn't be a thing in the first place, you know?
It's a statue.
Yep. Okay.
I just keep coming back to it. It's a statue. Somebody said, why don't we buy her a bra? They did have bras in those days, I think. I don't know. Maybe they did or didn't. Anyway, she obviously has a very low-cut top on.
But she has her bustier, isn't it? It's a bustier thing.
Bustier,
but yeah. I know you keep saying it's a statue, but I'm saying that a statue is a symbol and that shapes are past. It's a historic symbol and you wouldn't think that it was appropriate to do in a church, and I just don't see why that's any different. That's all. I think the only crazy thing here is that we have to go as far as to get somebody to supervise the statue. That's what's crazy to
me. Well, here's the thing. Let me just throw it out there. And I want to know, do you agree with me? Is this an overreaction, just another overreaction to what some people consider harmless fun? Or is AJ right? Is this a kind of endemic of society, of the men, the way men treat women and the way men look at women and objectify their bodies? So let me know who you agree with. Me, Niall, or AJ? So just text the word Niall or AJ. Who do you agree with? And let's see how this goes. I was going to say my name is Niall Boyle. I know my name. And the number is 087-188-0008. Think the antibiotics are getting to me brain. Morris, hi. How are you?
How are you doing, Noel? Good evening. Listen, I think AJ is 100% right.
Okay.
Molly Malone is part of Irish culture, Dublin culture. In Dublin, it's Fair City, where the girls...
They're so pretty. I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone.
Sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her
wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
And she's part of the culture that made Dublin what it is today. And then other people from outside this country and this culture think it's okay to come in and fondle her breasts.
But you're not fondling her breasts. You're fondling a statue.
No, you're missing the point that disrespecting what the woman stood for, she went and sold fish to help her family get money to put food on the table. And if she wore a low-cut top to attract men to buy fish off her, what was she doing now? She was putting food on the table for her family because that's what she knew how to do to get money.
I think you're looking into this too deep. I don't know. I just think you're looking into this too deeply.
No, you're not, because that's part of her culture and what she had to do to get money to put food on the table and provide for her family.
Mm.
And any fucking gobshite that comes into this country and thinks it's okay to walk up and get a photograph of Molly Malone and I'm putting my hands all over her tits, that's disrespecting.
But loads of people do it. It's like a tourist attraction now. I mean...
Tell you what, do you know what? If I found out who was the tour guides in Dublin who started this over 10 or 12 years ago, I'd give them a kick up the hole. Because they've no right to do it. Because I'll tell you what, it's as bad as the gobshites that come from all over the world and go down to fucking Blarney.
Kiss the Blarney Stone.
Kiss the Blarney Stone and get the gift of the gab.
Mm.
That's a load of shite. That's a tourist gimmick.
Well, I can tell you now, I wouldn't be hanging upside down kissing a rock.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you one thing. Molly Malone is a part of Dublin air culture and a woman who sold fish.
Look, I'm no problem with that. I'm no problem with that and what Molly Malone represents. Morris, don't take this out of context. I wouldn't do it. I think it's a bit Neanderthal. I think it's a bit stupid and pathetic. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I think we have a lot bigger problems in this country than to be worried and having a security guard standing beside a statue and the statue is never going to be offended, by the way. And they're saying, touching a statue inappropriately. How is it inappropriate? Yeah. It's a statue.
But you wouldn't walk up to any human being or any other statue and touch a part of their body.
People do. People do all the time. I mentioned the Cristiano Ronaldo statue. His penis is so shiny at this stage from people touching him, primarily women, obviously.
And do you know what somebody did down at the Obama Plaza? They stuck a banana on Mrs. Obama's fucking private part and said she's a man. You see what I mean? But listen,
now that's different. That's just rude.
Exactly. And I treat what's been done to Molly Malone as a part of my city and my culture as being rude and disrespectful. They've no right to come over here. I watched the news this evening and this English gobshite, I came over to Dublin, had a few bees in Temple Bar, then I went up and felt Molly's tits. It's part of the journey. What did you do when you went to Dublin? I felt Molly Malone's tits. Fuck off, you twat.
Okay, well, hang on a second. Let me go to Ricky as well. Stay there, Mike and Alan.
Cheers.
Ricky, hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Ricky, is this an overreaction?
Completely. It's a statue. Like, I'm from Galway, and I used to work in a bar called The Keys. I'm sure everyone
knows. I know The Keys Bar, yeah.
and there's a statue of the Galway girl outside. And, like, people drunk give that thing lap dances, and us as bar staff just laughed.
Mm.
We thought it was funny.
And they lap dance the statue. Okay.
And the same with the Oscar Wilde statues on Shop Street. Like, the amount of times that thing has been, well, humped and, like, pictures taken and lap danced as well. It's just a joke. I don't see the big deal at all on it.
Okay, AJ, there you go. Mickey says it doesn't see the big deal. It's an overreact. You're overreacting.
I'm not overreacting.
You're the one defending this argument.
I am defending it, yeah. I still stand by what I said, and I agree with everything that Morris had to say. I disagree with Ricky vehemently.
So you think this is, what, is this some sort of toxic masculinity thing, is it?
No, I don't think it's toxic masculinity,
It's the way men objectify women's bodies.
Yeah, it's just objectifying. Yeah, absolutely. And like Morris is saying, like, you've got people coming over from different countries and going and touching her boobs. And it's like,
But they're not touching her boobs. They're touching the boobs of a statue.
Okay, well then why
you make it personal?
Why?
It'd be different if it was a real person sitting there. But it's not their boobs.
The statue is made in a likeness to represent her, and they're touching. It's representing her. It's representing.
Ricky,
her.
Do you accept that it's a symbolic of how men objectify women's bodies?
No, because the same with the statue, the Galway girl. Everyone has heard of the song Galway Girl between Sharon Shannon and Ed Sheeran. Well, mainly Sharon Shannon.
Yeah.
Like, but
Steve Earle
guys
as well,
have done it. Yeah. Girls have done it, and the same with the Oscar Wilde. Guys have done it, and girls have done it. Like, they go up and kiss it. Like, what are they going to say? Oh, you sexually assaulted.
But are they grabbing Oscar Wilde's private parts? Like, this is the thing. They're not. It's not happening.
They're lap dancing the Galway girl. They're humping Oscar Wilde.
To drink.
Yeah, because they're drunk, probably.
Mm. I don't know. I just don't think that the male statues are, you know, objectified in quite the same manner. Personally, I don't
know. I guarantee you, if you had a plaque on Molly Malone where she is standing, and you turn around and said, Molly Malone sold fish in Dublin to help.
There is a plaque on it. There is a plaque on it to tell you who she is.
Yeah, to say that she sold fish to help her support her family's lifestyle and to keep them from starving. It wouldn't be fucking long about not touching her tits.
I know, there's the plaque on it already. Right. There's the yoke on it to tell you who she is. Sorry, Ricky, go ahead.
Yeah.
Look it up on Instagram or, we'll say, Google. And hashtag Marley Malone and see what comes up. And see, is it more girls that touch her boobs or is it guys?
So you're saying it's both?
I think it's both. I think it's equal. I've seen a woman on it tonight and the nails touching her.
Yeah. How's the toxic masculinity then?
I never said it was. None of us ever said it was.
I did hear somebody during the week on the radio suggesting that this is what they call, or this is the start of it when it comes to toxic masculinity.
But regardless of whether it's men or women,
it's
disrespectful. Exactly, Morris. That's what I'm trying to say. So regardless of whether it's men or women, it's just it's still objectifying, and it still shows. So there's this internalized misogyny all the time with women. So
there was a statue in Dublin to Mother Teresa. Would they be going up rubbing her tits? No, they fucking wouldn't.
It's a different kettle.
There you go.
Well, maybe Irish people wouldn't, but
Galway people wouldn't.
There's some very interesting books about Mother Teresa, by the way. Maybe some people should read them. Anyway,
is it good?
No. She according
oh,
to
really
some
bad.
Yeah, according to some of the books that have been written about her, she wasn't quite the angel she was made out to be. I don't know. I was just told about these books that are out. Maybe what's in the books is all lies. She wouldn't know. They said the same about Padre Pio as well, didn't they? That he was a fraud or something like that. But then other people said, no, he wasn't. Anyway, Ricky, stay there for a second. Let me go to Mike. Mike, hi, how are you? Mike? Are you there, Mike? Ooh, Mike is...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, sorry. That there was just some idea came up to the car to me. But the whole thing, you know, it's where's it going to, like, where's the whole thing going to, like, the whole fabric of society, like, you know, the Molly Malone, like, it's you know, it's synonymous with Dublin, like, and it's part of the heritage and all that, like, and you know, will that, if they're going to have security on it, like, is that going to take away from it, like, and that? And
well, of course it will. It'd look ridiculous to have a security guard standing beside it all day.
It should be,
Say, no, you can't touch your boobs. Sorry. Could you take your hands off her?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, but like, where are they going to finish? Like, where are they going to, you know, there's a lot more serious things that should be looked after, you know, like, rather than kind of, that's kind of going towards, what was it that John O'Donnell tried to bring in that time, legislation, and that you can't do nothing, that there's no bit of Oh, Jesus Christ, my brain fog.
No. You're okay. Do you think it's inappropriate, Mike, for people to touch her boobs for photographs?
Yeah,
well, when I say touch her boobs, touch the statue's boobs. Is it inappropriate? What?
Yes, look, it can be appropriate as you want it to be. You know, that if people are mocking, making fun of their kids around there, just respect that. Just show a bit of respect. With respect, that's going out the window, like.
That's exactly it, Mike. And a lot of people are messaging in as well, saying Molly Malone wasn't actually a real person. It's all just a myth. It was just a song. Even if she wasn't a real person, the fact of the matter is...
Oh, that even makes it worse. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say. I don't know. I haven't fact-checked it because I'm obviously on air right now. But even if that is the case, it's still a representation of a woman. And it is a story that possibly was true. It's being disrespected and it's being treated badly. And
okay,
if it's
I'm just telling you here, okay, what Google says. Although, while the popular song Molly Malone tells the story of a fishwife in Dublin, there is no definitive proof that she was ever a real person, and the song is widely considered to be a fictional ballad.
Wow,
a lot of people would say that.
I didn't know that.
A lot of people, atheists, would say that Jesus never existed, but yet you'd still say that you wouldn't go in and, you know, shouldn't go in and touch him. His penis.
It's based on a 17th century. Based on I suppose, your average 17th century woman. You know what I mean? That's what they're kind of saying here. Yeah, there's no. It says here in another article. There's no evidence that the song is based on a real woman, but it could be based on an average 17th century woman.
Someone just said they don't know Niall. They said they don't know how you put up with me. All right. Cheers, Joan.
Stay there for a second, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Let me go to Alan as well before the break. Alan, hi.
Hey, Niall.
Yeah.
Well, we've reached the level of stupidity where we're talking about a lump of steel.
Bronze, actually. Bronze. Yeah, but go on.
But a lump of bronze. Yeah. A certain part of that bronze edifice has the shape of breath. And men are touching it, or women are touching it. Out of jubilee and jocularity. It's not sinister. And anyone who gets on defending the idea that it's inappropriate is saying then that it doesn't make sense. It's an inanimate object.
There's no feelings.
No feelings. And it's like we're turning into blasphemy law. Offending the unseen God and get arrested for saying things bad about God. And now we're getting into lumps of manufactured machinery that was turned into a woman, and now we're getting people getting up saying it's inappropriate. What is inappropriate about touching a bronze statue? Not our breasts, because they're not breasts, they're just shaped like a woman. They're not actually a woman. It's a cartoon figure. And anyone who gets up panicking about it, I have too much time on their hands.
By the way, can I just say, AJ will respond to that now. But Alan, I have to be honest, I'm defending my argument and my pitch even more now on the fact that I wasn't aware that Molly Malone was most likely not a real person. So,
that's just a matter of conjecture. There was a lot of people like Molly Malone.
Of course, because Molly, Margaret, Mary were the most popular names in and around that time.
Well,
yeah.
She's representing somebody. There was somebody.
Represents a woman.
I think the idea of taking offence that people are touching statues is still it's like something over comedy. We're going into 1984. The book by Orwell. We're losing our sanity and we're getting upset about statues and names and recognition, and it's crazy. This shouldn't be a topic on the radio. Should a statue be?
But I have to say, I've never seen as many texts in my life. So
yeah, it's a really popular topic, Alan.
No, I'm not saying it shouldn't be discussed, but it just shows you the level of stupidity we've reached when governments and town to councillors are panicking over a breast of a machine, a statue.
But it represents something. It's like the way we were talking the other night about
it. Doesn't represent anything.
Well,
it's
I mean,
a bronze statue.
But it
doesn't matter whether it was a real person or a non-real person.
But it does, because it is the Molly Malone statue. But it's the same with, we were talking about the Irish flag the other night, you know, and that's
different.
But that's representing something.
Don't be using that analogy. Firstly, there's legislation around the use of the Irish flag. You could actually be fined for burning the flag.
I know that, yeah.
Yeah, you could be fined for hanging it upside down, for not taking it down before sundown.
And that represents something, same way this statue represents something.
Hold on. The Irish flag represents people who died for freedom. There's a big difference in the Irish flag and disrespecting the Irish flag and disrespecting a piece of bronze in the middle of Grafton Street or just off Grafton Street.
So you think that all of the statues
I'm not suggesting it should be disrespected. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's a complete, this has been a story on RTE 6-1 News.
I know.
The government are making absolute balls of the country, we're talking about Molly Malone. Yeah,
Niall,
sorry, go ahead.
Can I just say, Niall, there's a statue of St. Peter up in the Oblates in Chacor, right?
Right.
And it's a big bronze picked statue of Peter.
Mm.
And his feet is shiny like a 10-pence piece. It's shining. Because everyone kisses the foot of the statue. Now, the ironic thing about Molly Malone is this young man having a bit of fun. They're coming over for it's a ritual. And we've made money out of the tourists and they're having fun. And we need a little fun in the world. And I'm sick of all these killjoys who got on about bleeding statues getting their breasts up.
But isn't kissing the feet like that's like a worship thing rather than
I know, but what I'm saying is
so that's a form of respect because you're respecting what the statue represents because it represents something.
AJ,
yes, Alan.
AJ,
yes.
In this case, you are the weakest link.
Thanks, Alan.
Sorry, Ricky. Want to ask a question before I go to the break? Go on, Ricky, quick.
Okay, it's a bit random, but what do you think of rubbing a Buddha's belly?
A Buddha's belly?
Yeah.
It's disrespectful as well, isn't it, Ricky?
Everyone does it.
I don't.
Everyone does it because it's meant to be good luck.
Yeah, I do think that that's disrespectful as well. I'll have to look it up, but I do think that that's disrespectful as
it's
well.
It's meant to bring you good luck.
Yeah, and it's fertility like, or something
as
well.
When there's a statue of a Buddha, you're meant to rub the belly and it's meant to bring you good luck.
Oh, well, there you go. Then it's not disrespectful if that's what they say.
You could argue it's inappropriate to rub his belly.
Why would it be?
And you could be done for fat shaming.
Oh, God. All right, listen, we've got to go to a break. You can keep texting, keep sending in your texts, by the way. I'm going to get AJ just to get. Many people have said AJ and many people said no.
Okay, let me check with Molly.
You can check during the break.
Okay.
Keep texting, WhatsApping, AJ or Niall. Who do you agree with on this point? And we'll just take one or two more calls after the break and then we have to get to something else. All right, welcome back. Now, before we just get into what we're going to talk about, AJ, have we got a result here? Or are you just going to blag me off because I can't see what Molly's written down?
No,
I
don't know. No, it's Niall 10.
Just mute yourself there. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah,
Niall 10, AJ 5. So, I mean, it wasn't that bad. I wasn't absolutely the weakest link, as Alan said.
Well, yeah, okay.
You know, and I'm not saying that we should be taking up time and this should be on the RTE News. I'm not saying anything like that.
It shouldn't be on RTE News.
It's just when the topic came up, Niall, I just said what I thought and you said what you thought and we had differing opinions. I'm not the one bringing this to the forefront for everybody to talk about. I'm just saying, I think that, yeah, it is disrespectful. I don't think that we should have to have a supervisor there. I think it's sad that we're having to put a supervisor there. I think people should just have a bit of respect for something that represents something. Whether or not she was a real person, she's still representing something about our heritage and our history. And that's my point.
And I did say I wouldn't do it. It's a bit Neanderthal. No more than I'd wolf whistle at a woman. But I just think it's mind-blowing that we're even having conversations about it. You know, to people touching a bronze statue inappropriately. You know, that just shows you the times we're living in.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.